in. You can bring up anything that you'd like, toll-free here. Charles Manson apparently is getting married, and Ellen wanted to tell us about it. We'll get to that story when we get a chance, but your calls come first, so you can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Tonight, in the studio, it's Ian,
Allie, and Ellen.
Let's go to the phones and actually go to Skype first, where Philip is on the line from Michigan. Philip, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Philip.
I was just calling to follow up about a story that I've called in a few times about, and that involves a open carry case. We're talking firearms. And a district library in Michigan. I'm not sure if you remember or not, but in the past I've told you about how this district library is publicly owned, was trying to ban firearms in the library, saying that people couldn't bring firearms in the library. Well, over the past 3 years, the case has worked its way up to the state Supreme Court. We won at the Court of Appeals, we being Michigan Open Carry. And yesterday, the Supreme Court of Michigan declined to hear the case, which means the Court of Appeals ruling stand.
Meaning you won.
And meaning that we won and the libraries are preempted. So, you know, a broken clock does strike twice, strike quite right twice a day. And,
congratulations, you know, Philip. Now, what did this cost you, Michigan Open Carry? I mean, did you have to hire an attorney for this, or did somebody provide pro bono services?
Well, you know, we have a lawyer who's been very generous to us. Although, you know, he has expenses too. You know, suffice to say, the library outspent us about 6 to 1, five or 6 to 1, and they spent $125,000 in loss.
Oh my God!
So
you spent about $20,000, though, is what you're saying?
Yeah, and I live in the county that the library's in, so I actually paid twice because they used my taxpayer dollars to fight the case.
So it's hard to really quantify that as a win. I mean, yes, you didn't lose the court case, but you're out $20,000 and you're patting the attorney on the back and, you know, acting like he did you a favor. Sounds to me like he made out pretty good on this deal.
Well, you know, if you consider the average expense to get to a case like this,
to take it to the Supreme Court.
It's $100,000.
He's better off with the attorney than the attorney did do him a favor. It just happens to be a racket.
But this is, right. Racket's the exact word here. Because if you think about this, this is how ridiculous this system is. All they had to do was make some stupid policy that said, no more guns allowed in the library. And then you spent $20,000 just to make it so, and years of time, just to make it so that policy goes away. So now you're back at where you were, when did this start? 5 years ago? 3 years? How long was it?
Late 2010.
So 3 years. It's taken 3 whole years for this thing to shake out, which in court time is actually relatively quickly, but $20,000 just because they made some unconstitutional policy. All those bureaucrats had to do was sit around in some board meeting and say, we're just going to make a new policy here. They write it down. They sign it. It goes into to effect. Finally, somebody gets arrested over it or somebody gets, you know, upset about it. They decide to challenge it. In this case, it was Michigan Open Carry, and now some attorney ends up making buku bucks. Their attorneys made a bunch of money. The Constitution hasn't been changed. It's still what it always was. You won the case, but you lost $20,000 in the process. I mean, it's hard to really call this a win. It's hard to get excited about it because all they have to do is make another stupid law, and then you're going to shell out another $30,000 to overturn that. Or in this case, a policy.
Lysander Spooner was right on the Constitution, I do believe.
What do you mean, that it was too small to, or excuse me, that either the Constitution authorized the tyranny we have or was powerless to prevent it?
Exactly.
So, I mean, congratulations are in order. You did win the case, but at the same time, it was a very great cost. I mean, I don't know how much money you guys have at Michigan Open Carry, but I can tell you that most of the organizations I'm involved in don't have $20,000 to float on an attorney.
Well, it's a cost, but you might see it as valuable in that at least, you know, you don't have to worry that if there is, you know, if you're preventing some, like, crazy gunman from going to the library and shooting people, if, you know, we know that when you have gun-free zones that it just kind of invites that behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like the $20,000 was well spent to prevent something like that for people's security or whatever your, you know, goals in doing this might be, then, you know, you're successful.
Right. And I think Ian makes a good point, though, that you wouldn't have to spend this money and waste your time fighting this if they didn't make the laws in the first place. And from my understanding, you said it's a public library. Like, why are they making these laws if that's not what the public wants?
Just real quickly too. The one victory out of this is because the case made it at least to the Court of Appeals. It does set binding case precedent statewide. So, cases like this that come up around the state will pretty much automatically be resolved.
I wish I could share the same belief that you do about that, Philip. But my experience with courts don't prove that to me at all. You could say that the Glick decision should have set binding precedent that police should respect the rights of videographers to record video of them in public places, but it hasn't stopped the police from continuing to arrest and threaten those very same videographers. So there's actually nothing in this case law is going to stop if another library decides, well, let's just ban, maybe they haven't even heard about the case. Oh, we're going to ban guns now in our library. Then somebody else is going to have to file another case. And in that case, yes, they can cite your case. They can say, well, in this other case, then this is what happened, and this was overturned, and da-da-da-da. And maybe they won't have to spend $20,000 on the next case. Maybe it'll only be $5,000 because it'll lose at the district court level because of this case precedent. But still, the precedent doesn't stop the tyranny from occurring. It doesn't stop some other set of unaccountable bureaucrats from doing this.
You know, it's kind of funny because there's another entity that's a similar type of entity. They're called authorities or special districts. It's Detroit Wayne Metro Airport that has a rule, and the DTW Airport actually has police power on their staff. And I've talked to their police chief, and despite this ruling and despite the fact that they now have binding case law, they still plan to enforce their ordinance and give someone a bad weekend for doing something that's perfectly lawful.
Of course they plan on it, because they know there's no liability on their part. So if the board of directors of the airport makes some unconstitutional rule that's a clear violation of the Constitution's allowing of guns, then nothing happens to them. If their court case ends up getting overturned, in this case, the people at the library, the board members, they're probably all still there. Or if they're not still there, it doesn't matter anyway, because they won't be brought up on any kind of criminal charges. There's no charge that these people are going to be hit with saying, you violated the Constitution, now you got to pay up, or you need to go to jail, or something like that. No, they're not going to be, nothing's going to happen. They're not going to have their sleep disturbed at night at all. Maybe they'll see the court decision, they'll say, oh, shucks, it didn't work out. Oh, well, what else can we restrict?
To add insult to injury, they've been trying to raise from volunteer donations $200,000 to expand one of their libraries, whereas if they wouldn't have fought this lawsuit, they would have already had $125,000.
That's a good point. Thanks, Phil, for the call. Appreciate the update tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's certainly true. I mean, if governments would respect people's rights, they wouldn't have to pay as much money in legal fees. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah,
but it's not like it's coming out of their paychecks.
Yeah, it's definitely true. And like what you're saying, you're saying that, you know, nothing's going to change because of this, really. It's kind of like a negative viewpoint. Would you advocate people fighting these kinds of policies being passed?
Oh, God. I mean, you can only fight so much, right? Like $20,000. I don't know about you, but I don't have that to throw around.
No, definitely not.
On a law case. And like I said, maybe I'm not involved in the right libertarian groups, but the people I'm working with activism, to have scant money.
It would have to be somewhere, like, I would have to have, to do it here in Keene, if they wanted to pass some ordinance against having guns in the library, I'd have to, like, go to the library every day. The library would have to be a big part of my life for me to want to throw money at that. And
yeah, that's a good point.
I would have to have the money for it. And it just, you can see how people are not really incentivized to do much when they want to pass draconian laws, because you are kind of helpless unless you have a lot of resources.
Right. We can come back and discuss it further. I'd like to know what you think, Ellen. 855-450-FREE. And you as well, dear listener. 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can take control. Give us your thoughts. To me, it just seems like it's an unending battle, and that's not what I'm looking for in my life. This is Free Talk Live.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves, toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. We've got news updates. You can follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, whatever is your preference. You can go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up for whichever one you like, or more than one if you prefer. You can sign up for the email updates, and you'll be sent the most important information about Free Talk Live, or follow us on Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, and get updates during the show, outside of show hours, show prep, questions we might want to ask you. Go to news.freetalklive.com. We've talked about forcefieldenergy.com a few months ago here on Free Talk Live, gave you a lot of detail about their products that they have, like industrial LED lighting. We told you that it was poised to move upward in price, and it did. We told you that Force Field Energy was going to be listed on NASDAQ. It was. You can find them as FNRG with your favorite brokerage account. We also told you they had some big contracts that were likely to come in, and some of them have. WallStreetCheatSheet.com says LED lighting has tremendous potential for growth, and that ForceFieldEnergy.com is determined to be a major player. SeekingAlpha.com says ForceField is in the right industry at the right time, and their potential is immense. We strongly recommend FNRG, and again, you can get it with any brokerage account. Of course, investments have risk, but I think once you take a look at the product that they are offering, I mean, LED lighting is a no-brainer to me, at least. FNRG, we would, on Free Talk Live, Mark and I are recommending it. We own it. You might want to check it out. Again, forcefieldenergy.com. Before we go on with the calls here, real quick, Ellen, you'd asked a question about, because we had Phil call in from Michigan, and he talked about this law, or excuse me, not law, but just a rule that they made at the library that no guns can't open carry here in the library. Well, they took it to court. It went up to the Court of Appeals. It was the Court of Appeals ruled in favor of open carry. The Supreme Court refused to hear the case, which means that the Court of Appeals decision was upheld. So, yay, it's a victory. But it cost $20,000. And your question was, well, don't you think you should fight these things?
Right. And I was just kind of clarifying your viewpoint there, because the way you're talking about it, it sounded like you were saying, like, oh, it's futile to fight these things because it's going to go on forever, basically. So I just wanted to know, like, if you would advocate, you know, standing up for yourself in a situation like that, or, you know, just letting it pass by because you're going to lose a bunch of money doing it.
Well, I think that you should generally stand up for yourself. I mean, I'm somebody who has, I've gone against court order, or not court order, but the order of the local sheriff, and I went to the courthouse here in town when I was banned from it for the purpose of being willing to challenge what I thought was an illegal, unconstitutional trespass order. Turns out the judge agreed with me on that, but I wasn't the one who made the case. It was attorney John Meyer who came in and took my case and did a killer job defending the case and was able to get the judge to rule this trespass order as unconstitutional. That was a win, but I'm grateful because John Meyer came in and took the case pro bono. I didn't have to shell out a dollar for John Meyer. In fact, John Meyer won't even let me buy him lunch. I mean, he's that kind of principled dude. I mean, he's not interested in the glory. He's not interested in the publicity. I mean, I've tried to tell John Meyer, look, you know, I want to give you some publicity at least for what you're doing here. I've got this radio show. I've got this blog. I mean, I can talk about you and give you some publicity. He's like, I don't care about that. He's just a principled guy. But there aren't very many attorneys like that, like John Meyer out there. At least I sure don't know him. John Meyer is the first attorney who's ever wanted to come and do anything for any of the liberty activists in this area for free. There's always been a pro-liberty attorney out there who's been like, well, yeah, I'll do it for $5,000, which, you know, is probably cheaper than the average attorney. But the average activist doesn't have $5,000. So in most cases, yeah, I would say if you're going to have to shell out a bunch of money, it isn't worth it. But if you can do it yourself, if you can go in and take a case on your own, then yeah, absolutely. You know, if they're going to come after you for some nonsense, then I fully recommend you not take the plea deal. And I fully recommend that you do, you know, handle your own case, do it, what is it, pro se, I guess is the legal term for it, where you do all of the presenting of the case. You are your own attorney in that case. In my recent case with the smoke alarm, I won that case, and I did not have the assistance of counsel in that case. I used their own laws against them. I showed that they were breaking their own rules, and one of their judges, shockingly, actually agreed with me.
Wow, congratulations.
And it's not over entirely yet, because then the city appealed to the Supreme Court.
Oh.
Because they lost at the district court level, so they appealed the case to the Supreme Court. What was all this over? Smoke alarms in my house. Ridiculous nonsense.
So instead of, like, spending a lot of money to get a lawyer, you just stood up for yourself in that case.
That's right.
You acted as your own lawyer.
Correct.
So it's interesting how different people take on things in court for different reasons. Like, some people want to keep laws from coming into effect. Some people are defending themselves against some aggression that happened to them by a government employee. And some people are just trying to get the state to waste a bunch of time and resources on them, you know, kind of like create a distraction or something so that, you know, it's sort of like someone saying, like, no, don't hurt those innocent people. Pay attention to me.
It's certainly true. All of the time that the code enforcement department and the fire department and the city attorney spent writing motions to the court and responding to my motions that I filed in the court, that was all time they couldn't spend harassing other people. So there's certainly something to that, Allie, to have, you know, Ian Freeman over here taking all the flack while everybody else is just able to live their lives. So I don't, you know, a lot of people talk about the idea of fighting the state. I don't like that idea. And I get criticized because of this. Like, well, you're fighting them, Ian. You're fighting them. Well, no, I don't see myself as fighting them. What I see myself as doing is just simply standing up for what's right in the face of these aggressors. To me, they're the ones who are fighting. They're the ones who are fighting to rule over others. They want to retain their legitimacy, and they have to really struggle to retain their legitimacy because it's not easy for them to look good as they're going after a homeowner who doesn't have a smoke alarm system that's interconnected and AC powered in his house. I mean, it just doesn't look like they're doing anybody any favors in that instance.
Right.
They look like little petty tyrants. And so all I did was I looked at their laws and I made a few motions in court. I don't look at it as fighting. I realize that somebody else could look at it that way if that's how they want to see it, but I don't want to fight these people. I just want them to leave me alone. I want them to leave everybody alone who hasn't hurt anybody else. But I know that in order for that to ever become true, that people who are aggressed against by the state have to stand up for themselves and stop taking the plea deal and stop bending over and paying fines and doing as they're told to do.
But do you think that the government works? Like, I can understand that perspective if it works like the play yard bully coming and trying to steal your lunch money, and if he does it every day, then, you know, if you never say no, I'm not going to give you
my
lunch money,
you're empowering him.
He'll keep taking it. And, you know, I don't think that there's any, like, I can't tell you what to do in that situation. I can't tell you stand up for yourself, because I don't know, maybe he'll get your butt kicked, you know, by this bully. But I don't know if the courts and the police officers work like your average bully, where if you stand up to them, they back off. I think that they're disincentivized to mess with you in the first place if they think that you're going to be a difficult person to mess with. But,
absolutely.
But I don't know. I mean, do you feel like they've aggressed against you less? They're more cautious about what they come after you for because they know that you'll take it to court?
Well, I mean, certainly there's no shortage of their aggression against me, and they do aggress against me more because I am an activist.
It seems to be amping up.
They want to crush me. But actually, no, Allie, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, the best case they've had was the smoke alarm case, and they lost that one. They've been losing a lot of cases recently against activists around here.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free at 855-450-FREE and join us online over at freetalklive.com. You want archives? We've got them. They go back all the way to late 2006, all for free. Just go click and download, and they're yours over at freetalklive.com. Also, I mentioned the phone lines are brought to you by ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network, and it makes it so that all of your online data is encrypted back and forth before it gets to your ISP, your internet service provider. Did you know they're probably keeping records of every internet search that you've made? Every website that you visit, at least for 6 months, sometimes as many as 5 years. And of course, those records can easily be obtained by any government bureaucrat with a court order. And it's not hard to get a court order, so it wouldn't be hard for them to take a look at what you've been doing. Or maybe it's just some nosy admin at your local business that you work at. Maybe the coffee shop admin is sniffing out your internet traffic, and they're watching what you're doing online. Maybe some hacker is trying to sniff your Wi-Fi packets. Well, all of these things are possible on the internet, and especially if you're in an airport. It's incredibly dangerous to be on an open Wi-Fi connection in an airport. But if you've got ProXPN, nothing leaves your computer without being wrapped in 512-bit encryption, then sent off to ProXPN servers worldwide. If you've got a premium account, you can select which server that you want to use, and then to all the websites that you visit, it looks like you're coming from that server, not your actual location. So if I'm using ProXPN and I'm connected to their server in Singapore, it looks like I'm in Singapore to the websites that I'm visiting.
That way no one can sniff my packets.
It's great. It's great for privacy. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to get signed up, and you can save big money, too, by using our discount code FTL20 to save 20% off the price of their premium account, in which you get unlimited bandwidth. And you can use any kind of system on the internet that you want. You want to use torrents, you want to do it privately, ProXPN can do that for you. So you save 20% with our code FTL20. And remember, start your account by going to ProXPN.com/FTL. Oh, extra bonus, bitcoins, finally, ProXPN.com has announced they are taking Bitcoins.
Wow.
So, yeah, even more reason to get involved with ProXPN. Plus, better than that, they're incentivizing you to use Bitcoins by giving you a 33% discount if you use Bitcoins on their annual plan. So go to ProXPN.com/FTL. You can get signed up, and you've got nothing to lose except your privacy because there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee on the premium plan. So
it seems so totally fitting to use your Bitcoins for extra internet privacy.
Doesn't
software.
It? Yeah. It is a perfect fit. So again, ProXPN.com/FTL. Before we go back to the phones, there was something you were saying during the break, Allie, I thought you should probably say on the air. You are really disinclined to even go to court.
I really, the whole idea, just like me thinking about, you know, I'm going to take it to court, whatever it is I'm being charged with, and trying to build up my case, just like idea of it, like strikes fear and just like stress into me. And I really sympathize with people that have to go to court. Like, man, that really sucks. And I'm surprised that anyone takes on defending themselves. I mean, I've been to people's court stuff and seen them defend themselves. And I'll tell you, that is one of the most vulnerable times of those people's lives. I don't like to see people when they're all vulnerable like that, and I don't want to be vulnerable like that.
That's
in front
true.
Of the
judge. If you do something
some
the judge,
judge
doesn't like, you can go to jail for contempt of court for as long as the judge wants you to.
The power balance there
yeah,
is the not in your favor at all. And I just really, you know, I'd rather have a lawyer there on my side who at least knows what's going on.
The lawyer would rather have you do that too and
well,
then charge you a whole bunch of money. You know, in
service.
A lot of cases, Allie, a lot of people will hire an attorney and they really don't need to. So, I mean, even a basic level of knowledge about the court system can avoid a variety of attorney's fees. A lot of people will hire an attorney to help them plea deal. I mean, that's something you don't need an attorney for. You don't need, if you're going to get charged with, you know, let's say you're 21 and or 20 years old and you get charged with underage drinking. And, you know, of course the attorney's going to want to take $2,000 from you to hold your hand through a plea deal, which you could have done all by yourself with a minimum level of investment and of time and a minimum level of having to actually go to court. Look, I get it. Court is a scary place, and there is a huge power disparity there. And if you cross a judge or cross a bailiff in a way that they don't like, then you could end up hurt. You could end up in a jail cell. And people know this about court. They know it's a foreboding, scary place, and that's why they don't want to go there. That's why they want to hire attorneys. That's why they want to take the plea deal and get out of it. But all of those things disempower people. And the only, in my opinion, people going to court is one of the most empowering things that they can do, because then they are actually, first of all, costing the courts money. You're costing the government and the prosecutors money because they actually have to make a case against you. I did this with a speeding ticket recently. I lost. I didn't expect to win, but what I did do was I tied up the court's time for, you know, 3 days. Now, it wasn't a full day in court, but I had to go 3 times, which did tie up my time, and it was, you know, my money that I had to spend on gas to go there. I ended up spending more money probably on gas and my lost time than I would have had I just paid the ticket. So the incentives are all there for you to just do what they say to do. Look,
right.
Just pay it, Allie. Make it go away. And it will go away. That's all they want from you is your money and your obedience.
Well, I think, that's sort of a point I want to touch on, is that the government is not really, it's not a person. It doesn't want things from you. The government is more, if you think about like an idea, it's the desire to control others and the willingness to use violence to gain that control. And so that's all about power to me. That's like all about coercive power. And I feel that very strongly in court because, like you said, there are a lot of people there who work for the, you know, for the government, and they are willing to arrest you or detain you if you're not giving in, you know, even if you just show disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, you know, in that instance, the government is getting what it wants, not that it can want things, but the government is very full and thriving in the courts. And that's why they try to drive people into courts. That's why they give them tickets and things. I don't think that them wasting, you know, they might spend resources on you that they can't spend other places, but I don't want them spending the resources on me. They use those resources to hurt people, and I don't want them to hurt me. You know, is it so wrong to be selfish that way?
No, I think what you say is true. It's like scary and stressful. It's kind of like a circus show because, you know, you are vulnerable in that position. but I think that it's the best way for people to stand up to themselves most directly to the forms of government that affect them. So it can be effective. Like, me personally, I don't have $20,000 to spend, or $5,000 to spend, for that matter, on a lawyer. So for me to try and understand the laws as best I could and represent myself would be the best option, because I don't want to just lay down and take an offense if, you know, it's something that I feel is undeserved.
I'd probably plea deal in that situation.
You probably would, and there's nothing wrong with it. So you'd ask the question, is there something wrong with it? You said it was selfish, and yeah, that's okay. It's okay to be selfish, and they know that people's selfish desires to be not hurt and not scared and to be left alone is going to encourage them to take the plea deal. And
well,
that's why I'm in courts every week telling people that the plea deal is what it is that encourages these people, because every time you take a plea deal, you're basically letting them know, hey, you can come after me, and I'm going to roll over and do whatever you say.
Well, I think that when, you know, the state wins when people feel bad about breaking victimless laws. You know, if someone is caught speeding and then they pay their speeding ticket or they plea deal out, I guess, which is what paying your speeding ticket is taking a plea deal. They're, you know, if they're just like, I don't believe in these speeding laws. I think that the road should be privately owned. If that's their position, then the state hasn't really won anything, because that person has kept the state out of their lives, and that's what makes them happy.
Hold up. What are you saying? If the person takes a plea, the state hasn't won anything?
I mean, I don't really
sure
think anything significant.
They've won the case, and they've won $70 or $150 or whatever it is.
But
you
the but you know, if you waste a bunch of your time studying the law to find out how to win in court, then the state might have won a good libertarian.
No. You don't have to waste a bunch of time to take something to court. You're going to lose the speeding ticket. So why bother spending time with, you know, trying to, I mean, you can try to win if you want. I went in, I asked a bunch of questions. They were almost all of them were objected to. And most of them I wasn't able to ask as a result of that. So I did put some time in, but I wasn't under the illusion that I was going to win. And the time I put in was like a couple hours
before
the court.
If you're charged with something and you let it take over your life, then that's the state
winning.
No,
you definitely shouldn't let it take over your life. But I didn't. I did like an hour's worth of research or 2 hours worth of research before the trial. More coming up here in moments. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
So I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the bitcoins safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Try to get you in here in the remaining moments. If you dial in now, toll free to 855-450-FREE, the Pro XBN toll free line. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. We give them away. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. And by the way, I haven't looked through the emails yet, but my amp folder is more full than I've seen it in a long time. There's been a pretty amazing offer made this week by one of our listeners, James. He said he would buy bitcoins for anybody who amps the show because he wants to encourage people to amp Free Talk Live so we can reach our $950 per month matching contributions goal. There's a lot going on here, and I'm going to try to encapsulate it all very quickly. So we've got some generous donors who've stepped up to say we're going to match AMP contributions up to $950 per month. We've already had a few hundred dollars contributed, but James stepped up to say not only he's one of the matchers, by the way. James, who's one of the matchers, stepped up, said not only is he going to help match these things, he's also going to extra match it by buying bitcoins in the amount that the person amps. So if you were to amp for $10, you'd get $10 worth of bitcoins from James. So there's been an explosion in people amping the show this week, and I'm going to have my hands full of processing amplifiers tomorrow. So thank you to everybody who has amped Free Talk Live this week. We'll let you know more on Monday about how successful it has been thus far. But that offer is still open. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for the AMP program, and then you can send to me via ian@freetalklive.com. You can send your Bitcoin address. I will pass that on to James. And once we verify that you did an AMP and the credit card went through and all that, then he will send you the equivalent amount in Bitcoin. Now, the idea is that you'll keep AMPing beyond the first month, hopefully.
Right.
But he's trying to incentivize more people to AMP the show. And why are we doing this $950 matching thing? Is because we brought Daryl on as our affiliate relations person on the show. He's doing the same job that I do during the daytimes, which is calling radio stations, bringing new stations on board with Free Talk Live. He's been at it for just over a month, and he's already gotten his first new radio station for Free Talk Live, which should be starting on Monday night if goes as planned. So it's working thanks to your contribution. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get the usual perks like the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast forum, and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And again, your AMP dollars are doubled, and you can even get Bitcoins if you want them from your AMP. So again, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Eric in Waverly, Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live listening online. Hello, Eric.
Hi. I just wanted to mention about, Allie mentioned something about if you don't want to fight in court, is that selfishness or whatever. And
that's what I said.
Really, you know, the fight for the cause of liberty, you know, takes on many different forms. And, you know, some of us are good at one thing, some of us are good at another thing. And, you know, the whole deal with selfishness is, okay, you want to help other people, but you can't really help other people if you're not taking care of yourself.
That's true.
So if going to court is going to put undue stress on you and make you so you can't help other people, then it's not really selfishness.
I think it would make me, you know, if I had a court date planned, I think it would take away from me being ready to do the show with Ellen, ALP, and I would, you know, not everything in my life would just be a little bit harder because I'm thinking about that instead of getting on my life.
It definitely can hang over your head. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Eric, have you had a court experience?
Oh yeah, quite a few. And I've got several more to go to. But you know, my main point was people shouldn't feel that it's selfishness if they don't want to take on that particular mode of fighting.
Well, everything you do is selfish. I mean, I don't think that there's anything that you should really look at and say, oh, well, that's wrong. Because
well, I mean,
selfish
in like, yes, it's obviously we're all self-interested, but then is it, you know, are we making it harder for the cause of liberty somehow by not going to court? And I would say no, because I think that maybe your strengths are outside of the courtroom. That's probably the case for most people.
Hey, Eric, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's bring Robert on in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, listen, I want to go back and talk a little bit about, you know, what the opening story was, 3 hours ago here.
Sure.
Yeah, about this gal here that's a liberty activist and some of the problems that she said that she has experienced. The question, I want to ask you a couple of questions, Ian. This was on her website, you said?
Okay, you're talking about the lengthy essay called Why Do Women Hate Freedom, written by Gina Luttrell on her website, thoughtsonliberty.com.
Right. Is there anybody? Is there anywhere on there where anybody's made any type of comments at all?
What was the question? Are there comments on the site? Yes, there are several comments on this site.
Okay. I don't know, because I'm really having a hard time believing that this woman's experiencing these things. I mean, the Liberty Group is really big out there.
Well, that's why I'm not surprised.
Hold on a second. Where she is, she's not in New Hampshire. She's not talking about her experience in New Hampshire. So we haven't, the ladies on this show have not felt the level of sexism that she was describing in this story. So I think a lot of the things she's talking about don't really apply to the New Hampshire Liberty Movement because I think we have the best activists in the world here, and you have to be a real special person to pick up your life and move to be in a more free place with more liberty activists. So I don't think she's not from here, Robert. I don't know if that's what you were getting at.
I think he was trying to say that he's like questioning her credibility on this topic.
I totally believe that she's heard the things that she says she's heard. I've heard other women talk about these issues with sexist libertarians being offensive. So I totally believe it.
Okay, I mean, I guess my question about this too is also is that, you know, you would think that the women that are in the Liberty Access there would be making a lot of hell about this. You know, I mean,
well, I have heard people complaining about sexism in the Liberty Movement, and I've seen sexism. I just don't know. Like, I think there's sexism everywhere, mm-hmm. and I don't know enough about like other movements to know if it's a bigger problem in this movement than others. But I definitely have heard a lot of similar things as what I've heard people say actually worse stuff than that, but I just kind of don't want to bring it up because I don't want people to go look for
online
it.
Online you've heard it or in
online,
real life?
Online, but I don't really know. I mean, that's more public. To post something on Facebook is more public than just to say it in a private conversation.
Robert, any other thoughts you want to share?
If this is happening, then, you know, people should be really shaking some trees because, I mean, that ain't right at all. That's wrong.
I totally agree, Robert, and that's why I think that the best suggestion from the story was that people need to call it out when they hear it and not let people get away with that.
You call it out, and then people just see it as an invitation to bully you because they think that when you call out racism or sexism or anything like that, it's true that people, like the author of the article we read said, people will say that you're just being sensitive. And
well, I don't care what people say. If I hear sexism, I'm going to call it out. I don't care what people are going to say.
People will wrongly accuse. People mix these things up. They think that being libertarian, yes, you believe in freedom of speech. You don't think that there should be censorship in the sense that someone's going to hurt you based on what you say. But, you know, if I'm running a blog and or whatever and I'm saying you can't post sexist comments here, we will delete your post, then that's fine. There's nothing unlibertarian about that. I can censor people. I can say I don't like this kind of talk. Or I don't like cussing, and that's not unlibertarian.
No, absolutely. We should be saying we don't like these things when people say them rather than staying quiet
or
looking the other direction. Robert, thanks for the call. Share the concerns. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for your patience tonight. By the way, I want to let you know about Bitcoin Not Bombs. They're hoodieing the homeless. You can help them by getting a hoodie for yourself by going to BitcoinNotBombs.com, pre-order a shirt or hoodie, and each sale is priced to cover the cost of one hoodie for someone in need. They're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday, so that's next Monday. So not this coming Monday, but the following. So they can get these printed and distributed in time for the holidays. You can give these as gifts. Keep someone warm this winter. Help Bitcoin Not Bombs do a little Bitcoin guerrilla outreach. They're also accepting general donations, of course, for the project. If you'd like to give more, you can do that by visiting BitcoinNotBombs.com. So back quickly to this issue of going to court. I can totally empathize with where you're coming from, Allie. It sucks to be in court. And the first time I was in court, it was a pretty nerve-wracking experience. I am much cooler and calmer in court today because I've been there enough times. It's something that I'm pretty easy with. But even recently at my speeding ticket sentencing, I still had an adrenaline rush. My voice was still wavering as I was speaking in court. And, you know, there was some level of difficulty there.
Well, and
for
I see
me.
You in videos when you're in court. You do seem very calm. And I can see the value in knowing how to handle yourself in court. Like if you just go just to get practice so that when something unexpected does happen and you want to be prepared, you will be.
But remember this, Allie, the next time you get the $5 parking ticket that you told me during one of the breaks that you'd gotten, if you challenge the ticket, there's also a chance they'll drop it. It's not unheard of. In fact, it's happened to multiple people that they've gone in to challenge the ticket, and what do you know, the ticket gets dismissed.
That's true.
So if people are standing up, then the state loses its power. We'll see you tomorrow night.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.